it all started at the start of the season when we were struggling at 10 with a few injuries, and Mickey Ward's been working here as a scrum coach, so I rang Dean Richards up to try and get Joel Hodgson down. Once, obviously, we started that connection then, Ben Morris followed down and came down, and we met with the academy coaches that I've known for a long time. And so all of a sudden we had a few meetings and then decided this was probably the best place for their young lads, because generally they've just used Blade and Tyndale and North East clubs, and unfortunately they're in level three. So they wanted their players trying to play as high up as possible.
It's four players at the minute. Could it be more?
There's likely to be a hooker announced soon. But that's really probably where we are at this moment in time. If we get desperate in other positions, or they've got a youngster that they want to push to us, and we've got room, then potentially yes. But these guys know what they're coming into. They're coming into an environment where they've got to work hard. If they work hard and they're good enough, they'll play. If they're not good enough, then they won't play. So we have this agreement with Newcastle, but Newcastle know, these players know that they have to be our best players to be starting or playing in our 22. So Newcastle, there's nowhere in the agreement says they have to play. So we're excited by it. We think it adds to our squad. It makes us more complete as a squad. I believe that probably just a failing in the playoffs this year, we just potentially ran out of bodies, and this gives us four or five more bodies to add to the squad that we've got.
And when you've signed the hooker and all that's dealt with, would that be it as regards recruitment for you then? Because I know you've got bits already. There are three or four players more that are already signed up for next year.
Yeah, there's everything now is sorted. I know there's a current player here that's very close to agreeing a deal. I think it's just a case of dotting the I's and crossing the T's with him, but
who's that then?
He's going to stay. I can't say. But he will. He's likely to re-sign. And so we're more or less there. We're really happy with how we are. We're miles ahead of where we normally are. We've got 20 players that have re-signed already that are here. So we're really excited for next year.
One point I did want to raise as regards the players that will come down from Newcastle, are you going to get them a lot then? They're not just going to come in on a Thursday and train for a couple of days, play and then go back. Will you see them more often than not?
Yeah, they're here on day one of pre-season, and hopefully they'll leave last day of the season. So they will be here every day. They'll be treated as a Rotherham player. I think it's the best way. It's the best way for these individuals to develop. Being in the environment non-stop. Hopefully it'll benefit us and it'll benefit those guys.
In terms of outs, is all that signed off now as well? No players from this squad who've done ever so well for you this season? Nobody else aside from those that we all know about, who we know whose futures and where they lie? Nobody else will be leaving?
Not that we can see at this moment in time. Everyone that's been signed has been announced of our current squad. Look, it is what it is. It's out there. Everyone knows who we've signed. Like I said, there's one other player that potentially we're looking at, and we expect him done within the week.
Is everybody that you've brought to the squad, do you want them to adapt to the style of play that's actually earned you a lot of plaudits this year? It will be the same going forward in your mind?
Yeah, I think as most coaching setups would, you have your opinion on how the game should be played, and with that, you try and bring in players that suit that game plan. So we brought these guys in knowing that they can fit into our game plan. So I'm hoping that should be easy for these guys to fit in. But the boys this year have set really high standards, and it's going to take a lot of hard work to even get anywhere near to those standards that these guys have set. But they've set the bar, and these guys coming in, they've got to try and match it, or if not, improve on it.
One of the key things, I would imagine, is perhaps replacing Cicinho, isn't it? How do you replace that and what he was able to contribute? Because he's heading to Newcastle, of course. How do you replace what he was able to contribute this year?
It's always going to be tough replacing someone that was the best player in the league. How are we going to replace it? Probably find someone else that's the best player in the league. So, But it's more difficult than said. I think he's irreplaceable. He was an outstanding player and far too good for this level. But we would like to think that we've brought in some good players in those positions. We'd like to see the lads that are here at the moment then develop. They're a year older, a bit more experienced, and hopefully those guys can push on as well.
Was there a moment during the last season, because one of the stories, I suppose, about the Titans this year has been about maybe defying expectations for part of it, but as the season wore on, was there a moment when you thought, actually, things are cooking on gas here, we might make the playoffs this time?
I don't really think of the playoffs, I think game by game, and that's the way we've gone this year. We never set any goals at the start of the season. We just set goals for each game, and that's the way we were. I think the first time we really thought about the playoffs is probably when we're actually in them and we're fully qualified for them. But it was the form throughout, really. Was we set real high standards throughout. We scored plenty of points. Our defence got better and better, and at the end of the season, I thought in the two playoff games our defence was outstanding. Andy Robinson emailed me later on in the week and this week, and complimented our defence and said it was the best they'd played against this year.
Wow, that's a nice touch, isn't it?
Yeah, and that shows how much we worked on it and how much the boys put into those two games.
So what's the plan now going forward? Bit of downtime before you all start again in, what, July?
No, we've got in and around 5 weeks off. We start 23rd of June. And it's a very similar time to what we started last year. It's just about getting the boys in, getting ourselves as fit and as big as possible and hitting the season running. We'll probably spend the first month and a half trying to get these guys to the best athletes possible, and then rugby really will take over from then.
Because I just finally, there will be perhaps an added expectation on Rotherham this year, given the feat next year, given what you've been able to achieve this year.
Yeah, there will be, but people have got to realise we've lost the spine of our team, and if you talk about a spine of any team, it's your hooker, and we've unfortunately lost one to Worcester. It's your tight end, and we've lost our guy that started 22 out of 25 games for us. It's your line-out calling second row, and we've lost both of our line-out calling second rows. It's your nine, and he was our captain, and we've lost him. It's your 10. Unfortunately, we've lost both of them. And then it's your goal kicker, and that was one, and the record point scorer in the division for this year. And we've lost that spine, that heart of the team, and we've got to try and replace it next year, and it's going to be tough. But like I said, we did really well this year. We exceeded everyone's expectations, but it's going to be really hard to do that again next year because no one will treat us as underdogs.